Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangade. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
And good evening. We are joining Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. And if you want to have a visual image of Beata on Soul Purpose Healing, go to Soul Purpose Healing on Facebook and feel free to write in your comments and she will share them with the listening and viewing audience. Today is an opportunity to learn, as always. And it's exciting when you get a chance to experience a learning lesson, an awakening. Today we're talking about dimensions. And if you have ever had an alternative life experience, then this is the show for you. Some things can't always be explained conventionally, so we want you to think about perhaps what you are dreaming about, and if you've had recurring dreams, and if you have had moments when you weren't quite awake and weren't quite asleep and you felt frozen in time, even paralyzed, what was actually happening at that time? Well, this is a lesson in alternate reality. Today's show is entitled Six Levels of Consciousness and Navigating the Third Dimension to the Fifth Dimension. Your host, Beata, is a certified holistic life coach, yoga teacher, doula, and proud grandma of two amazing souls. and she brings a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring us back into alignment with Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. So tonight we'll discuss the six levels of consciousness tonight to bring us to more awareness of the power humans possess. With power, we move more smoothly into the higher dimensions of our journey in the mega universe. What exactly is 3D, 4D, and 5D? And that is what we'll explore, along with deeper understandings of the nature of reality. So right now, let us bring to you Beata.
It's David Holt, and he takes the message of the Bible to a whole nother level of metaphysics. And that's where we all need to be advanced.
To the Wednesday morning class. Thank you for you that are here in person and also to you that might be joining us today live. Certainly we want to welcome you also. And if you catch this later, we also welcome you to this Wednesday class. Wednesday class is a very open class in which we can just indulge ourselves into the banquet of new possibilities, of how that we can look at ourselves, each other, and the world. And one thing we're finding is there's not just one timeline, there are many timelines. But I remember that in the 10 o'clock thing, somewhat, whatever's coming through, but talking about how that we get stuck on one show on a television, and we go, oh, no, this is too violent, this is too whatever for me. And then we put in three different numbers, and we get a whole different story. Oh, this is my story. And they're going on at the same time, right? The violent story is going on if you're on that frequency. But if you change the frequency and you find a different show that makes you feel good and peaceful and whatever.
So we have options.
We have options. And I do think that using that example is very correct in the sense of this opening up a multi-dimensional consciousness. This idea of time versus all of this is happening right now, that we have choices. And that's what the ego wants to do. It wants to keep us in 3D and try to fix it. So it looks like 5D. Did you get that? Instead of bringing 5D in as a norm, where we can live, move, and have our being, it wants to spend all the time trying to work and changing something that's already available to us within the realm of consciousness itself. So we're here not to tune 5D. We're here to tune our consciousness to 5D. That's what the class is about. How do we tune our consciousness to match the 5D frequency so that it can become a part of our everyday consciousness.
How does that happen?
So God says, I will answer you before you even ask.
I mean, there's
how many? 40 speakers.
40 speakers
speaking on
speaking
sound.
Sound.
And throughout
the
world
on this.
On this.
And
I mean, it's great to hear the rumors of it. You know, I've seen more and more people. We were out there kind of alone. Especially technique.
Other people have tuning forks, whatever. I believe that we have to teach you how
to use them. And people say, well, I have tuning forks, but I don't know what to do with them. And that's where some energetics is still a great place in being able to empower people with technique and the usage of vibration and sound. And the reason is because the universe says, I want you to have access to a greater amount of frequencies than the one you're caught in. Oh, I just feel this coming on. You know, this comes back to these boundaries of 3D. And when it comes to frequencies and sound, especially we in the West have been locked into this 12-tone temperament of closed octave. Hmm? Yeah. We think the only music and sound we hear has to be A, B, C, D, A, B, C, C to C. And we all love that kind of music because we're raised on it. It's the first music that was probably we downloaded, if you're born in America, is songs that were made on those 12 notes, that close octave. But if you read this and study it, which is in Soul Energetics, there's research on it, but it talks about how in 12-tone temperament is boxed thinking.
Close octave.
They even boxed this in with the music. You remember a few years ago when Muzak admitted the fact that they had inserted sublineal messages into the music to get people to buy certain products? You don't even know what
you
walk in.
You don't know what
toothpaste
you
get.
Somebody really good looking person, you realize that you react to that product.
I wonder why, on the back of the magazine, this picture of ice, and then some liquor pouring into the ice.
Okay, I'm going to pause because I'm getting messages from people that they can't hear me. Let me open up a mic. Naeem, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm checking sound. You have the sound.
Hold on, let me cut off your sound on Facebook.
That's what you're hearing. Okay. Yes. Okay, so you have sound on the Blog Talk channel, but not on the switchboard. If people call in, that's where there's no sound. So are you able to hear me?
Turn off. Let me take out Facebook. Okay, can you hear me now?
All right. I don't hear you on the switchboard. I have you on Facebook.
Don't hear you on the switchboard.
Okay, I can hear.
Hello, I'm here.
All right.
I have you on Facebook. Don't hear you.
All
on
right.
The switchboard.
Okay, so now if I turn off the Facebook audio, can you hear me? Can you hear me? If you're speaking, I can't hear anything you're saying. Okay, so there's no sound coming through on the switchboard. So I don't hear you from that audio. I can hear you on the sound is fine on Facebook, and I opened up the YouTube channel. I mean, not the YouTube channel, the Blog Talk channel, and I can hear on that. Okay, say something else so I can hear you. If I can hear your voice.
And I can hear on that.
Are you speaking, Beata, at all? Because I can't hear you on Blog Talk Channel. Okay, so now I'm going to turn on Facebook again. Your voice is not coming through at all on the Blog Talk channel. I can't hear you on the Blog Talk. Yeah, you may need to call in and then open your phone line. I can hear you now. Weird.
Oh my goodness, you're sending radar signals.
Okay, so for those who are listening in, we are working on some audio issues. Let me see if I can hear
Dr. V.
Let me see if I can hear her on.
Hello?
Yes, Mom AZ, can you hear me at all? I hear
Dr.
you.
Dr. V?
So hold on, Mom AZ, can you hear me at all? You can't hear me. All right, well, let me see if I can bring in the Blog Talk channel.
Women have the power.
That's not what I'm trying to do. Let's see. Soul Prophecy. There we go.
Unmuted.
Okay. Are you able to hear me now?
Dr. Lateef?
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. I heard radar signal seconds ago.
Yes, for some reason, her Blog Talk audio is not functioning properly. So I was able to hear her on Facebook, but she can't hear us. And
okay.
So
I have the exhaust fan in the background. I hope it's not too distracting. Somebody is smoking in this building and is giving me all kind of issues.
I hope it's not too distracting. Somebody is smoking in this building.
Okay, so now I just turned on the. So you heard that? You heard the echo. So that was. I took the Facebook that I have on my computer. I took that off mute so I can hear you on Facebook. And I guess that Beata's trying to figure out how to.
Should I mute?
She put me on mute.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you on Facebook, but I can't hear you through the phone line. So I don't know if you hear us, but we can hear you. We can hear you on Facebook. We can hear you on Facebook. We can't hear you on the phone line.
Everything.
So your Facebook sound is fine.
Hello. Testing the mic.
Yeah, there's still no sound on. There's still no sound on Blog Talk.
Testing the mic, all connected. Let's see.
Let me see.
End call. Oh, wait a minute. Let me see. Hello, hello. Unmute. Hello, can you hear me?
Not on the Blog Talk channel, just on Facebook.
Hello, hello.
Let me check the
Blog Talk channel
again.
Can anybody hear me?
Let me just type.
Somebody doesn't want this now. All right, I'm praying for intervention here from my angels, Angels come in and help us here. I'm going to play some music, maybe that'll help. Amazing Grace.
I'm into this manifesting thing. I've been into it for a month and a half or more. Look what I manifested. It's looking good out there. It's looking more diverse. It's looking more. Chairs are full. What I'd really like to manifest is a choir. That's one of my personal little desires, is to have a nice choir. So if anybody has that ability that you want to tackle that, even if we start with 2, 3, 4, doesn't matter how many, we can grow and move in that area. So, wow. A little song of my mind. I want to see if you can catch on to it. Greg goes, there you go. I've a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a message unto you I bring. It's recorded in my heart. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Oh, look and live. My brother, live. Look to spirit now and live. It's recorded in my heart. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. I have a message from the Spirit. Hallelujah. It's a message unto you I bring. It's recorded in my heart. Hallelujah. It is only that you look up and live. Oh, look and live.
Look and live.
Look and live.
Look and live.
Look to spirit now and live. It's recorded in my heart. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Well, look and live. Well, look and live. Look to spirit now. It's recorded in my heart. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. Thank you. We've been talking about the power of spiritual mind or divine law, and how that when we work with spiritual law works with us. If I don't say another thing to you. The scripture says, draw nigh to God and God will draw nigh to you. You can't just sit in complacency and say it's all going to drop down out of nowhere like magic. But spirit, creator, whatever you choose to call it, is looking for those to partner with it. We call it co-creation. Huh? To co-create. So we've got to get into the part of the divine that is the action of our faith. And if I've said to you before, I don't care what your age, generation, I don't care how retired you are, I don't care if you have bought into a belief, you have no talents, you have no gifts, you have nothing to offer here, there is something that you can offer to this body of people. Something. Something that will bring you passion. You don't have to get up here. You don't have to stand here and do a message and a sermon. Maybe it's, I don't know what, but you need to find something to show up in you. What can I do that is for the whole? If you're coming here for just yourself, you're coming for the wrong reason, because we come here realizing that we're only a part of the whole. So I'm encouraging all of us to find our place in the body, as it is said in Scripture, in the body of Christ. We call it the embodiment of the Christ rather than the body of Christ. So we're trying to figure out what this whole thing about law is. Law has told us that there's two types of law. There's kind of the law of the brain versus the law of the mind. And, of course, the brain is the human brain, which is a magnificent organ. I'm not trying to take power away from the mysticism of the human brain, but it is the human brain. It is a part of the human anatomy that its best function is to download data outside of itself. That's what it does. Most everything is in your brain, every memory that you can come up with, you've learned mostly outside of yourself. Now, if you're someone that has inner experiences and you have the inner aha moments and you have the inner epiphanies and all those kind of things, sometimes you put into your brain self-knowledge. You know what I mean by self-knowledge? I mean the knowledge that comes from the authentic self of you. Now, I can read books, and I do like read books and things like that, but I'm not looking to download more knowledge. I'm looking for something to resonate out here with what I already have in here. Come on, somebody help me. The Apostle Paul is very clear in his writings to say that we have the same mind that is God mind. God is mind. And we have that intelligence within every one of us that holds the intelligence of the universe in you right now. Now, if you check out that statement with your brain, it's going, sure. Don't let it. Because the brain doesn't have the last say anymore. Because there is the awakened mind, the cosmic spiritual mind within us. So what it says is we've been freed from the law of sin and death by the law of the spirit of life in Christ consciousness. Now, this is why you do things like meditate, contemplate, and all these different exercises that you do, treatment, which I'm going to be talking about maybe next Sunday. I'm going to give you all a little bit of how can you do this through what was called the treatment process. But you've been doing this, preparing yourself to get to this state in which your spiritual consciousness mind would awaken in you to the point it started bringing in universal cosmic law versus human download of old belief systems, which has become the law. The law. We like to substitute here the word Lord for law. So if it's the Lord of Lords, we might say it's the law of all law. It's the law of all law. So where we are on the scale of this evolution of consciousness is important, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit. Higher consciousness is a state of elevated awareness. So people have been trying to figure out really what consciousness is for a long time. I think they've made it much more complicated than it needs to be. I think consciousness is when a person becomes aware of something they did not know they had. See, a lot of us think we're broken, and we're in lack, and we're in need. So we have all this out there telling us we have the answer for you. We can fix you. And that's what most religions and a lot of modalities are based upon, of seeing you as a broken being, and they have the solution to fix you. But consciousness is when you become aware that you're not a broken being, was never created to be a broken being, but you are created in the wholeness of all that is. You are in the likeness and extension and image of a creator who dwells in each and every one of you. That's why I love this book on holographic universe, because it answers the question. You know, when I was a little kid, somebody would say, accept Jesus into your heart as your personal Savior. And I did that. And so did my friend next to me. I said, wait a minute, I got him. You can't have him. No, he's in my heart. If he's in my heart, he can't be in your heart. I kept thinking, how is this all happening to so many people at the same time? It's because the beautiful thing of the download of the divine spark, whatever you want to call it, that's in every one of us, imprinted on it, is the law of the universe within us. So we're going to say our saying, and you that are new, you will learn it here. It's a scripture, but we're going to read it. We're going to try to say it, and we're just going to keep doing it until we do it. Help me. Let this mind be in me that was in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And the most important word there is let. You don't have to go get it. You already got it. You just have to let it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're working on here. We're not working on getting it. We're working on letting go of all the blockages that is keeping it from flowing into our awareness. Please understand that, because you cannot come here like most religions. We're not a dogma. We're not a doctrine. You can't say, okay, I'm going to heart light, and they're going to believe this. Because they believe this, I'm going to believe that. No. Without the awareness, it has not been made conscious to you. You can talk about the presence or God being within you, but it's not going to matter until you're aware of the presence of God that is in you. Until you experience the presence of God that is in you. So higher consciousness is a state of elevated awareness in which a person has a deeper understanding of the nature of reality. The self and various spiritual aspects of life that play an important part, role in one's personal evolution. Life is not a random series of events that happened because you did it right or you did it wrong. It is an intelligent unfolding that is revealing itself to you all day long, bringing you step by step out of the unconscious state into an awakened conscious state. Being a student of Scripture and of Bible, one of the many things that I noticed was the theme from the beginning to the end was this term awake. It started early in the beginning. Awake thou that sleepest and shake thyself from the dust. The psalmist says, when I awake in thy likeness, I shall be like you. I really like that one. When I awake, I shall be in your likeness. Awake thou and sin no more. It's just all through the Bible, which tells me we must have been asleep. If we need to wake up, we must be asleep. And the Course in Miracles so confirmed that. So confirmed that to me. So I started, okay, I got to check this out. I had to check things out. And so I went to the Bible to see if that would help me at all. And I saw where a deep sleep came upon old Adam. Whoever the heck Adam is, that's another story. But upon Adam, upon the human race, came a deep sleep. And get this. And went into the land of Nod. I just got that. He nodded off and went to sleep in the land of Nod. But in my often unique, strange way of thinking, I kept looking for where he woke up. And I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it. So that meant everything that is written about humanity is a dream or an illusion. Man had the illusion he was separate, illusion of the fall, illusion of original sin, illusion of all these things that are being kept real in the dogma and doctrine of man-made religions. So since I lean toward the story of the soul incarnating as many times as it needs to get the person or the being that is incarnating to a state of enlightenment, I begin to look for where the first Adam ended, and I went through. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses, and I went through all the big names. And finally I came to the individual that awakened to the Christ consciousness in itself. He became aware of its own divinity. No human had ever come to that place. Not even Buddha came to that place. Buddha was an enlightened human, but he never claimed his divinity. No, did Muhammad or anybody else, the only one was Yeshua, when you know it's Jesus, who said, God is in me. The Father's in me. Oh, come on, I'm going to preach now a little bit. I'm trying to get on this, but I love it. I love it when he went to Peter, and he says, Peter, who are they saying I am? It was so important to him to get that I am identified and brought into awareness. Oh, well, they're saying you're John the Baptist incarnated, you're Elijah, you're this one, you're that one. This bunch is going to start their own church, and this person will start their own religion. And he says, but Peter, who do you say that I am? I am. And Peter said, why, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He didn't say Jesus was. He said, the Christ. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, oh my goodness, I've been hearing from the same one you've been hearing from. Something has fathered this experience in me that made me know that I was the incarnation of the divine into the human story made aware. Ooh. It's been there all along, but somebody had to wake up and be aware, because the minute they were aware, they brought it into the land or the level of consciousness, which became available to whosoever will let them come. That's the message of Jesus. It wasn't the Samaritans. It wasn't racial. It wasn't gender. It wasn't this one. It wasn't the chosen Jews. It wasn't anything. He said, let everybody come, because the story needs to be awakened in all of them that God has come into mankind. And that's the message that's been edited out. And Jesus said to Peter, oh my God, you're hearing from the same thing I am. Now here's what I love. Upon this shall I build my church. People can call themselves a church all they want to, because they think the building's the church. He wasn't talking about building buildings, church buildings. He's about building people, building consciousness. And that word there, as I've taught you, I know you've heard these things, a lot of you, for new people, is the word ekklesia in the Greek. And it's not a building. It is a group of living, lively stones of people coming together to build a community of people who come together out of an experience of awareness, because they've awakened to the Christ in them. And the world didn't know that that's what they're looking for. They're not looking for another religion, necessarily, but they're looking for those who have had the experience. I love that story. It was life-changing for me to understand that. Your life is a journey from unconsciousness to the awakened consciousness. That means there are levels and steps that you're going to experience, and I want to talk about them quickly. The six levels of consciousness. The first one is life happens to you. This is the level of consciousness of the victim. People who do not feel that have any control at all over their destiny and over their life, that things just happen to them randomly. For a good deal of your life, you have probably lived like most human beings, feeling that life is happening to you. Life is so big, and if you are honest with yourself, you never really know what's going to happen next. Now, all of these levels are in us. I don't care how high we are on the level. We all can have that place. We have those days that we revert back to these different levels. You wake up one morning and your heart is light and happy, and the next day you're unsettled. The boss fires you. The flu weakens you. People you love reject you. Every day you get a little older, and death is always lurking around the corner. You ever have those mornings? So it is understandable that the more unconscious you are, the more often you feel a victim to life. The second level is life is happening by you. When it becomes too uncomfortable to live with so much powerlessness, you evolve into a belief that life is happening by you. Rather than being a victim to life, you become someone that's over-controlling it. See, you've got to work with spiritual law. You've got to work with the presence within yourself. You can't control. This is why our prayer is different. As well, as I say for you that are new, when we do these prayer requests, we immediately don't go into begging God and trying to control God, because that's what most prayer is. It is a way that we can try to control God to do what we want God to do. And a lot of times, brother, we do it not understanding the divine reason that it's happening in the first place. So people can be in religion oftentimes trying to control the whole spiritual realm itself. So it's not life is happening by you. That's not the one really either that we want. The third is life happens in you. A little higher, better. When you have lived this level of consciousness long enough, you see the downside of it. First, you find yourself becoming fearful of your thoughts and shouldn't be thinking this way because I will manifest this in my world. Now, this is where we are in new thought. This is where we got to be careful and realize that even the level of the consciousness of new thought, which is much higher than the other two, we don't want to get stuck there either. And I'm afraid a lot of it is doing it to the point that it's making itself into a new religion. This is why I claim no label here. I have pulled from Unity, I've pulled from Science of Mind, I've pulled from Kabbalah, I pull from everywhere for the purpose of not letting myself get stuck in any one system of thinking, even new thought. Everything is ever-changing, ever-evolving. I don't want you to be a dead organization. I want you to be a living organism, ever-moving, growing, and changing. So we have to be careful, because what happens there is we begin to project on ourselves a lot of self-guilt. Oh, I shouldn't have thought that thought, whatever. So it's not that that's wrong. This would fall into the line of positive thinking. Now, positive thinking is a real good thing compared to negative thinking. But positive thinking isn't always spiritual thinking. Don't you know there's a difference in spiritual thinking? Because you can think what you think is positive for you, and many of you have done this, and when you got there, found out it wasn't so positive. Like a marriage or a relationship or something like that. Huh? And you've drawn this stuff because you thought you wanted it, and you've used this wonderful system of positive thinking to attract and draw to you something that was not in line with the spirit purpose of your life. You got off your path. You know what I'm talking about, who's been through two or three divorces and all kinds of stuff going on. And most of us have. And what are you looking for? You're looking for that which is aligned with your soul purpose. And this is why I kept telling people, don't attract a soulmate. They're such work. Soulmates are so much work. They're soul work. They mirror to each other what they've not healed in themselves, in each other. It's tough. It's important work. Some of you must reach a level of consciousness where you draw into your life what I call a twin flame. What is a twin flame? That is two individuals, I don't care what gender body they're in, but two souls, two levels of consciousness that has done the work of the soul work and have come together not to work on each other, but to work for the planet. We're all looking for co-creative partners. Am I right?
Right?
And some of you have said, if I can't get that, I'll just learn to be alone.
Yep.
And be all right about it and love myself. Nothing wrong with that either. Don't you let anybody pressure you in thinking you've got to have somebody. But if it's your desire to have somebody, you want a frequency match. You want somebody that's working with you. I love our couples here. I love it. I told you, more couples, men, women couples I've ever had in a long time. And it's so great to see those who come together to work together. Trust me, there's a lot of people out there would like to have someone who will do that for them. So let's not think that we can use mental thought to attract always what is in alignment with the will of the Spirit into our life. We have to say in a place of discernment, always, always, to your intentions and prayers, say only that which is for the highest and best good of my life, and that which is alignment with all contracts and agreements that have been made previously or during this incarnation. I'm going to say that again. This is what you need to say. It's what we teach in Soma Energetics, every practitioner, because I don't want a practitioner going there and saying, oh, well, I'm the healer and I need to fix you. No, I want you to discern what you're working with, because some of these things that are happening to people is contracts they have made to make sure they don't get complacent and stuck in a certain place of life. So I always tell them, let all things in this tuning be done that's in alignment with the highest and best good. And that which is in alignment with any contracts or agreements that have made previously or during this incarnation. What you're seeking.
Unmuted.
The will of your life. Every one of you has come in a part of the plan. The plan of our transition. So let's not become mentally so controlling that we lose divine mind and its purpose and willingness in our life. For life happens for you. Oh, this is a great level, but the ego loves it. It's all about me. Everything is for me. God, heal me! And to hell with the rest. That's kind of the attitude that I see a lot of times with people. As long as I get some, well, that's over. That's over. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to separate anymore in the universe, but on this planet. We are all going to be affected together on a global level. Africa,
unmuted.
Or Middle East or somewhere. It had nothing to do with us in America at all. That's over. We are so entangled with each other globally. Our food, our oil, everything is all connected, that if one ripple happens over here, it ripples out throughout the planetary consciousness. But there's a spiritual side of that. And I'm going to use Barbara Marx Hubbard term, Pentecostal, planetary Pentecost. Now, she wasn't a Pentecostal. She was a Jewish agnostic person. But she read in the book that on the day of Pentecost, that's a celebration, means 50, means every 50 years, the Israelite people would come together and forget all the debts, let all the slaves go and start all over fresh. Why don't these Judeo-Christians do that? Why don't they believe their own Bible? And let's just have a time of erasing everybody's debt. Let everything just start all over fresh again. That's in their Bible.
Muted.
But it was on the day of Pentecost that 120 people, you got to understand, it didn't take thousands. It took 120 people. Because the universe is looking for quality, not quantity. And 120 people came from every known nation of the time, which wasn't around the world, but around that world. Everybody came, and they spoke a different language. They had a different custom. They had a different dress code. Everything was different. And they went into the upper room. If we can get people into the upper room of consciousness, it said in that state of consciousness, they drew in the fire, the power of the divine upon them. Maybe the fire was the violet flame. But it was power, and they were endued with power. Power. That word power is dunamis in the Greek, which we get the word dynamite. Something dynamite happened that day. And the thing that happened is every person understood everybody else, even though they had a different language, even though everything about them was different from them, they all had a collective awakening in that moment. I know I'm getting late here. on the negative side of how that works is I happen to remember, and you probably do if you're old enough, where you were when Kennedy was assassinated. I know exactly. I was at Vandiver's department store in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as a box boy or whatever I was doing that time. And I remember I was up high in a stock room, and I looked out the window, and people were coming out of stores and gathering on street corners, and I thought, what is going on? Something big has happened, and it was drawing all these people out of these office buildings, and they were gathering themselves because of the tragedy. And then I found out through the news media it was happening all over the world. People were joining together in the grief and the tragedy of what had just happened to our president here. She says this can happen on the other side of things, that there can be a moment of a shift of the collective consciousness, that we can experience this experience of having a deeper understanding of who we are in each other. And the minute that we experience that I am you and you are me and everything that I do to you, I'm doing to myself, and we come to that as a consciousness, not as a belief system, but as a consciousness, and at that moment, get this, we set down and lay down our weapons and learn war no more, and we take our weapons, our guns, and we... Oh, don't get me there. And we beat them into to plowshares and go back and start plowing the fallow ground of a new era that holds the seed of an age of light and love and peace. I know we think it because let's get the right one in. Oh, yeah, we get the right one in. You know, I mean, go for the least of the evils. The least one that's controlled out there. There's a better side of it. But it's not going to matter. We think every 4 years we're going to get somebody on a white horse to come in and rescue us and untie us from the railroad track. About 6 months of that, we're off to the next one. That one's no good. We're not going to do it because we get the right Senate or the right Congress in there. Yes, having certain people in there can help your agenda to be more and more, but you might not even agree with the agenda.
Yeah.
Huh? That's not going to work. There's got to be something. Wake up in us. And I'm going to close with this. I don't think I made it 6, but I'm going to close. This is the one I want to close with. This is an old story. I tell it to you, but I love it. Because we're in a storm. We're in a storm like I'd never imagined. This country. We are no longer the United States of America. We are not united. And I don't know how far that's going to go, that states are going to separate themselves and be laws unto themselves and all of that. I don't know how far it's going to go, but I've never thought that it would be in our own nation that we would deal with these issues like this. But we are. That's the thing. But we're in the storm. One time there was a storm, and it was a horrible storm. The ship was being tossed. They thought, this is the end. We're not going to make it. Winds were whipping the sails and the rocking the boat. I mean, it was scary. It was dangerous. And they tried this. Let's get a new captain in here. Oh, let's try to use the whatever tools that you use on the ship. Let's try this way. They tried everything, and nothing was helping, just like where we are right now. And somebody out, I guess, desperation or divine appointment, said, you know, there's some guy sleeping down in the bowels of the ship. I don't know who he is. A little strange. He should be up here helping, but he's down there sleeping because he's representing us asleep. And when the Holy Ghost, what do you want to call it, comes along and says, you that sleep, sleep no more. But wake up, he came up out of the bowels of the ship and said these famous words. Peace be still. Say it with me. Peace be still. Peace to the storm. Be still. May we be the collective manifestation of the Christ consciousness, rising up in the bowels of our own unconscious and with the power of the spoken creative word, which I want to talk about soon, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And let us say to this great storm, peace. Be still. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above, sweep over my spirit forever, I say. In phantomless billows of love. Yep. Peace, peace, wonderful. Coming down from the Father. Coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Forever I pray in phantomless billows of love. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit, sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in phantomless billows. You're about to get it. Peace, peace. Peace.
Unmuted.
Peace, wonderful peace. Wonderful peace. Coming down. Coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit, sweep over my spirit. Forever I pray in phantom, in phantomless billows of love. In phantomless billows of love. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Oh.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. We thank you for being the
Can you hear me? I can hear me. I still can't hear your voice on Long Talk. I can hear mine. Yeah, I hear you. This was Baba Kwame?
Yes, I think she opened the mic. I don't know what's going on because Mom AZ sent me a text that she couldn't hear. She's playing it, but I don't know if something Mommy, wrong with her
yeah.
mic.
Yes, I think she opened the mic. I don't know what's
yeah,
going on. Sent me a text that she couldn't hear.
She can't be heard through her phone on Blog Talk. The only way you can hear her is on Facebook. So what you're hearing, that was it. I unmuted the mic on Facebook. So you can hear her on Facebook, but you can't hear her on any other platforms. So, Viata, what you'll probably need to do is call in on the female solution line, and then I'll open your mic, and maybe we'll be able to hear you from then. So, matter of fact, I'll open your mic. I think you're still on the switchboard. You might still be connected. Let me see if I can open that mic on my switchboard.
Okay, can you
okay.
hear me?
Okay, so be out of speaker and see if we can hear you.
Hello? Can you hear me?
All right. Can we hear you now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
You're going to have a reverberation.
I can hear Kwame. Kwame, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
we can hear you now. Yes. So we'll just do this. We'll just keep your mic open on this switchboard, and then we can hear you.
Okay. Kwame, can you hear me? I don't think Kwame can hear me. His mic is open, though.
Oh, okay. Well, let me see now. I'm going to open the Facebook mic.
Okay. Unmuted.
Well, let me see now. All right. So that was the Facebook audio I just opened. So you probably hear an echo. I just muted that mic. So Kwame is on your switchboard, but he can't hear you. But he could hear me earlier. Can you hear me now?
Is she on her phone? Because I was calling her. I was going to see if I could patch her in through my line.
Yeah, well, she's on my line now. So I think we can hear her. Viata, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear Baba Kwame?
I can hear Kwame.
I hear
Kwame, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
This is so crazy. Okay.
All righty.
Kwame, go ahead with your comment, please.
No, I was listening to the clip that you were playing, and, you know, it has a lot of things in which we're not here to help her, and we got a reverberating. But I see that's third dimensional, and moving into the fifth dimension, we're past some of those things in which he's mentioning, and I'm wondering, in the conscious shift, has that language been a carryover, attempting to take it into the fifth dimension, and it doesn't seem to, it's not going to work in a spiritual sense for some people.
Yeah, I think some of the old concepts that people have grown up with and been part of their spiritual training, I think it's difficult to carry that to a metaphysical level, because so much of it is, like you say, you know, third dimensional thinking. You almost have to toss all of it out and start from scratch, because trying to make that fit, it just doesn't fit. It's too many. Realization that come to you once you let go of the religious concept, the whole heaven, hell, you know, this person is the right person to follow and everybody else isn't. You know, all of those kinds of thoughts prevent you from seeing the totality of the whole. You know, when you think in terms of unity consciousness, that's the understanding that we are all one. So you can't have that thought and then you still have divisive thoughts of certain people not being the right people, or God having favorites, or any of those things. You know, those two ideas don't mesh. So I don't know how a person who is holding on to a religion can transcend unless they realize that their religious teaching has been very limited and distorted. That's my thought.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now. Yes.
I wasn't sure what Kwame's question or statement was. Can you repeat that?
Well, he was saying that pastors seem to be using like old-time language, old-time religious language, and you know, his argument or his presentation, I guess he was saying, was very third-dimensional, just in terms of the belief system of, you know, this being all there is. After this, you go to heaven, or you know, this, you know, and Jesus is the one that you have to go through, and these others aren't. You know, kind of like some of the same sort of proselytizing philosophy that really isn't reflective of a fifth-dimensional consciousness, where there is an understanding of unity of all. The unity of all things, the oneness of all things.
So I'm not sure.
Something's creating an echo. I don't know. Yeah, we don't hear you at all now.
Yeah, every time I turn my phone on, we get that echo.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't you turn your phone off, and I'll play the sound to the Facebook page so people can hear it. I don't know how this is going to affect the Blog Talk listeners on your channel, but we can try that. Because it seems like the Facebook page has been the most consistent in terms of a clear audio.
Yeah, every time I turn my phone on.
Well, the only problem is with Facebook is that the Facebook is yeah, the two things. I'm not sure what that is, but let's see if we can. Let's see how that is. Okay, yeah, it's being heard on Blog Talk. So let's see if we can go to your Facebook page and get a clear sound. All right.
To your Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah, we
and get a clear sound.
She's trying to connect me into the studio from Facebook, which is right now.
So now, because there's a 30-second delay, so that makes it difficult.
Okay, it's too many things open at once, and they're clashing.
Well, Viata, what about if I try to put you on a conference call and bring you in through my phone? I don't know, will that work?
Well, Viata, what about if I try to put on a conference call and bring
you
in through my phone? I don't know if that
works.
Okay, Kwame. Yeah, what about if I try to put on a conference call and bring you in through my phone?
Try to merge
you
in.
Yeah, we can still hear you, Brother Kwame. We just...
I'm here.
Okay, I merged the call. I'm not sure it works.
Still have an echo.
Up somewhere. Disconnect your phone from your let me see, let me disconnect you from my Blog Talk line. Hold on.
Disconnect your phone from your
Blog Talk
line. Hold
on. I'll disconnect it. No, they're not on my studio anymore. Okay, so are you on your studio?
Thank you.
Yeah, disconnect your phone from your studio. Okay, so that the echo's gone or the feedback is gone. So now the question is, will we hear your voice when you speak?
Can you hear me? Can you
hear me? Yes. Okay.
Craig Van suggested turn the volume down on Facebook or mute it. So I did mute it. So I don't know how much better that is.
No, there's still. Okay, so now there's no echo, no feedback. There's still a delay.
Sorry, that didn't work.
So let me turn.
So
down.
I'm going to play another audio in the meantime about understanding three states of consciousness.
Understanding the three states of consciousness, 3D, 4D, and 5D. There is no doubt that other dimensions or realms exist in this universe. You may have seen them yourself through your dreams or through astral travel. You may have felt the experience of déjà vu or simply felt through a meditation that there is so much more to what we can comprehend. Just like we have different dimensions in this universe, we also have different dimensional states of consciousness. These dimensions available to us on Earth are referred to as 3D, 4D, and 5D. These dimensions are not actual places, but rather they are states of consciousness. Here on Earth, we are all living life in either 3D, 4D, 5D, or a combination of all three. In fact, it is most likely that majority of people on Earth are moving back and forth across two or three of these dimensional states of consciousness, depending on where they are in their lives. Even though we are all living on the same planet and are surrounded by the same world, our perception of it will be different depending on which state of consciousness we are choosing to see things at. Those perceiving things from a 3D state are going to walk through life much differently to someone perceiving things in a 5D state. If you are curious what dimensional state your consciousness is at, here is a brief explanation of each. Living from a 3D state. 3D consciousness is viewing things from a purely physical state. You are seen as an individual that is separate from others. Life feels like the survival of the fittest, and you are identified by the way you look, the job you have, the car you drive, and the people you surround yourself with. You feel fearful about missing out or not having enough. Things are perceived as being good or bad, and life is a competition. There is not enough for everyone, and some people have to miss out. Fulfillment is found in making money and social status. Your thoughts have no power over your reality, and what comes your way in life is simply a coincidence. You rely on your five senses to move through the world. There is a lot of joy in living life from the 3D state, but pain and deeper emotions can be difficult to manage. In a 3D state, there is no desire to go within or to look at things from a deeper standpoint. Life is played out by skimming the surface. There is no desire to dig deeper to understand the deeper meaning behind things. Living from a 4D state. Many people believe that the fourth dimensional state acts like a gateway to the fifth. When in 4D, it is easy to travel back to a 3D state. However, this jump in consciousness is much more difficult when you reach a 5D state. 4D consciousness begins to awaken to the idea that we are all connected, and that there is more to life than meets the eye. Thoughts are powerful and can shift the way reality is perceived. Duality and the idea of good and bad is still experienced, but there is more compassion and understanding behind it. There is an opening to the importance of diet, meditation, and leading a healthy lifestyle. What you put into your body becomes important, and there is a desire to pay attention to how your actions affect the environment of those around you. There is a strong desire to find your purpose and to follow your passions. You understand that life is meant to be enjoyed and that you are worthy to live the life of your dreams. You perceive the world through six senses and your intuition starts to grow and expand. You seek a deeper meaning to life and you can start to see the synchronicity, the magic of the universe. Living from a 5D state. Once you reach a 5D state of consciousness, it is very difficult to go back to a 3D state. From this level of consciousness, you begin to understand that we are all one and we are all connected. Life becomes an adventure of growth, and there is no such thing as good or bad. There is a higher purpose for all things, and every experience holds meaning. There are stronger feelings of love and connectedness with others, the planet, and even the galaxies around us. Love and compassion reign supreme, and there is a lack of judgment. You understand that everyone is just on their own journey. Everyone is considered to be equal, and there is a desire to live from a place of pure authenticity. You understand that your purpose is to live your truth and to seek the joy. From this state, you know that there is no competition, and there is enough in the universe for everyone. You feel overwhelming emotions of love and compassion for life, Mother Earth, and the stars. Your intuition is extremely strong and you feel connected to angelic beings. It is important to remember that these states of consciousness are not better or worse than the other. Every soul on this earth has their own journey to walk and their own reasons for choosing which dimensional state to live from. Even higher states of consciousness. What is more interesting than these dimensional states are the ones that come next. There are higher states of consciousness. But these are believed to be only accessible after we have left our physical bodies. It is possible, however, to access these states through meditation, our dreams, and even with certain herbs/plant medicines. In higher states of consciousness, there are three key differences: perception of time, power of thought, feelings of oneness. It is believed that in 6D and 7D, our thoughts are so powerful that all we have to do is think about a location and we can travel to it. Without a physical body, in these states, we can fly wherever we want, as fast as we want, and we have a very strong understanding of unity consciousness. Time is not linear and cannot be measured. Instead, time feels endless. There is no fear in these states of being, and everything is perceived from a place of pure, unconditional love. In higher states like 8D, 9D, and 10D, it is believed that we are able to return our energy to the source, merge with others in our soul group, and travel to different galaxies. In these higher states, we can also reincarnate either back to Earth or other star systems. The soul can also choose to continue moving up to higher levels of consciousness. Written by Tanaz, read by Receiving Love on YouTube.
Okay, Naima?
Yeah.
Just checking in. Nope, still got a sound. So I'll let you, if you want to play a commercial.
Commercial? Okay, you go to the commercial. And I'll just check and make sure that they can be heard. Okay, hold on. Here we go.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. mahlatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve a peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Okay. Now, Ziata, are you back? We don't hear you anymore. So what we will need to do, let's see. We can open the sound for Facebook. Okay. If I can merge the call.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I hear you now.
Echo.
Yeah, well, we got a caller, Mama Aziz, on. I'll open up her mic and let her speak. Let me figure this out.
Go ahead, thank you.
Hey, Mama Aziz, can you speak? Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yep, you're fine, man. No echo. Okay, go right ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. We hear you.
Okay.
You hear Viata?
Dr. V, are you
yes,
there?
Yes, I can hear her.
Okay.
Yes.
That last informational piece that you sent, that you played, please send it, post it on my page so that I can share it with everybody. This is very interesting that you're having challenges because today is a 3. If you add up the digits, family, it comes to a 3.
However, what I want to say is these are the best times to be living on this planet. And I want to make the family aware. There's this little sister that was on. I call him Brother Richie Rich. Is Brother Rich Black Magic 360. And I was in meditation and talking to Reverend Allen. And I'll be darned if this video on my phone. And I'm like, okay. This sister is called Isis Wisdom Galactic Starseed Transmission or Transmissions. And she was on 6-6 last month on Brother Rich's podcast show, which Brother Kwame is hooked up there too to Brother Rich. But what this sister was rolling out during the time that I spent 14 days there at Miracle Valley in the resting spot. The resting spot is a cemetery, people. Brother Kwame followed me. I mean, you know, he was there with me. Priestess Nuradina, she launched it along with a number of other people, Sister Beth and everybody. Anyway, what I'm saying is the information that video that you just played and the information that this sister, Isis Wisdom, Galactic Starseed Transmission, she ain't no freaking joke. And I hope between the two of you, meaning Dr. Lateef and Dr. V, you can get that sister on the show. Because what she was downloading was what was being communicated with me along with a number of other things by way of Reverend A.A. Allen, Reverend Asa Alonzo Allen, who created the Bible College there in Miracle Valley, Arizona, where the Chicago group that's over there in Harvey, Illinois, they had a shootout, and their brother got blown up in the van. It's all on the internet, people. And Jesse Jackson is also wrapped up in all of this, too. All of this is on the internet. The reason that I'm sharing this with you, family, is because there's a healing that needs to take place and a mindset. This was back then as far as Christianity is concerned, but this is a new day. And are we going to stay locked up in the freaking goddamn Christianity bullshit? Or are we going to change and look at things from another perspective? That is why Reverend Allen is being channeled. He's channeling through me. And I notice with all of my being. And even the people who were involved in the shootout here in Miracle Valley, Arizona, that Pastor Thomas, who is a woman, she's also channeling through me and her son and Dr. Blair and many others. And I want you to know, people, I come in a melanated body right now. I purposely came to this planet to do this. And I appreciate, I thank you. I give thanks to Brother Kwame and the knowledges that he has. The Blair is in the house right now. For those who do not know who Dr. Delbert Blair is, it might do your mind, body, and spirit a whole lot of good to go up and research who Dr. Blair is, all right? Because he's teaching on another planet higher beings that are soaking up his information. Dr. Blair was not your ordinary being on this planet. He was not from this planet, first of all. The reason that I'm sharing this with you is because he's also connected to Reverend A.A. Allen at this particular time. They are working together. And for whatever reason, I agreed to be in position, channel as best that I can this information and not be afraid. And I don't know if you hear that beep, but that's confirmation from the other side of the veil that I'm on point and that I'm speaking truth, family. Many people do not know Mama AZ and they don't want to know me because they are afraid. But I'm not, because I know that's what I came to the planet to do. And this woman, Isis Wisdom, check her out, because she's not from this planet either. And what she brought to the table, when I listened to that podcast on Brother Rich's show, I couldn't believe what she was saying. I mean, I do believe it, but it was like, whoa, because these are some of the things that Reverend Allen was sharing with me through the time that I was there at Miracle Valley in a doggone tent in a cemetery, people, getting those downloads. And I need you to know this. Brother Kwame, Dr. V, and a whole lot of people who may not be on this line right now, they know that I was there. And many other people came and they videoed and they took evidence or history, and now they will not share it. I don't know what that is about, but it's all good. I was there and getting these downloads. So I said all of that to say this. This is time that we research and go within, because the churches are fucking bullshit, and they know what they're doing is in. They put it in place to keep us from coming awake, family. I'm serious, and I thank us. Did you hear me that?
Yes, we heard you.
Absolutely, we heard you, sure.
Kwame's mic is open if he wants to comment, or he can call in to the Female Solution line. Kwame, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? No, I mean, what Mom AZ is sharing, you know, and I did watch part of the sister Isis he's talking about. These star seeds and these ones that are now here, this whole thing is another generation, because even looking at our generation being baby boomers, and it's just been reported in the financial thing that from 1950 to now, the 2020 census, the global population is down 1.4 million in Europe. United States has gone down in Europeans. There's a shifting that's going on the planet, and it's part of what this alignment crossing the galactic center, leading from the shift of coming out of the Piscean, moving into Aquarius. But the consciousness of each generation has from a baby boomer to now these millennials and the star seeds that are coming out, we have a whole different communication, and this is what we're talking about in the moving from a Christianity or a religious-based spiritual connection to a spiritual oneness that we have now developed, and it's the generations that are coming, like Sister Naima says, in the next 50 years, by 2050, these generations are no longer going to be most likely serving and dealing with the belief system that their grandparents did. Just as now we have a different way in which we look at what our great-grandparents and grandparents did. So the planet is shifting, the consciousness is shifting, and we're going to lose a lot. But those few that are divinely orchestrated in being able to help guide us through, as what the Female Solution and Soul Purpose Healing and a few other programs that are now being used on the technical spiritual, but we still have to go back to the wood wide web, and we have to still look at the microbials and looking at the foods and the energy that's coming from the earth and being to reconnect to the mother to plant the new seeds to grow the new generations with a greater connection to themselves and to the earth. Because if we keep going at the third D, which was disconnecting from the earth and building metropolis and building these urban areas, we're going to see much loss as we're seeing now on this. So it's a choice in the way in which we choose to live.
Thank you, Kwame. This is your show because my voice is being muted. And I'm having a conversation with Zelda on Facebook. And she said, unconditional love is very challenging. Because we've been programmed from birth to be judgmental. Mama AZ is right on target. And I agree with her. We've been in 3D so long that people are struggling to come out. So anybody have a comment on that? Comment that the pastor teaches about, and Kwame, I want your comment on this, Kwame. Blood, when you get to 5D, your blood transmutes into light.
Okay. And that's the part that how do we develop when our cells, the sperm and the egg meet, to formulate that transition into becoming the human, it ignites, and each cell performs a cellular light that we grow from. And these are the energies that which develops those cells that grows that embryo to grow that fetus. All of this is dealing with the energy of light that is life. And so when you're talking about blood and light, it's because the cells are energy, just like the Henrietta Lacks cell. It's still producing life because of the energy that is in, that was given to her when she conceived herself. And that cell life is still existing right now, healing and creating medicines. Creating things that can be used for the healing of the human. I don't know if that answered the question as far as what you're asking about blood and light.
Yeah. There's a transmutation that takes place as we move from 3D to 4D to 5D. In fact, a transformation takes place, and we get more life in a different form is the way I understand it, especially in our blood, which is the light.
And But other part, too, is that we're looking at what we were looking at when we said we were six-strand DNA. Now we're moving to 12-strand. That dormant DNA that they talked about, that 33,000 dormant DNA, it's activated now that the energy that is coming from above and coming through the planet, it's activated that to where these cells are now coming to life, bringing forth light. And these are the energies that we're activating in our bodies by moving through these dimensions, because just as we had the planetary alignment, just as we just had this great CME that came off the sun just now and created this huge snake aurora borealis, those are the same energies that are hitting the human being and activating these lights within us through our neural nets and our own blood cells, because we're connected to the cosmic consciousness and the Earth's consciousness that's been activated. So what we're kind of like becoming is a photon belt, where it comes up through the feet when you come back and you put your feet on the Earth, not on the concrete more so, that's blocking. But if you come back on the Earth and you stand in the sun, so it's coming down through the sun and going back into the Earth, and in the energy that is running through you, that current is illuminating the cells which is in you. When I sun dance, excuse me, and we were dancing looking at the sun for 4 days, the thing that happened is our bodies, our hands and feet would swell up. And they told us is that the cells in your body is taking in so much light that they're storing up the consciousness that you're going to use for the next year.
I took my earphones out. Testing to see if it helps the echo. Guess not. So I want to just say one more thing. That the pastor mentioned in his earlier audio that I couldn't play because malfunctioning technical things. He mentioned how God is Elohim in Hebrew. And something I keep talking about that I hope will register with people tonight, and even this Christian pastor is at that level of teaching about Elohim is a plural word. And the word G-O-D, when you translate it into Hebrew, Elohim is a plural. It's just one more indication that this G-O-D is not a he or she, but he says it's a group, a set in order in the collective. So that's one of the 3D understandings of God being a man or a he in the patriarchal system. But the order we get when we move out of 3D is that the Creator, Elohim, is a plurality, not a singular he,
Okay.
And that's where nature comes in. And I'll let Kwame finish on the nature part that we keep ignoring. Go ahead, Kwame.
It's two things that give life. Creator and the Mother Earth gives life, and the woman. And the woman and the earth are synonymous together, that because she is upon this earth and the Creator is a producer of life. Mother Earth and woman produces life. And that's the part of understanding that we have to not look at what has became a patriarchal, because every man has a belly button.
how is it that we give a G.O.D. the power of an emulation of someone that doesn't look like us, when most all indigenous teaching said that you, the creator is in everything, and the oneness of that unity is God, is creators, great spirit, great mystery. All the different indigenous teachings have this part in which they know that that source is not neither male nor female. It just is the source of creation. And it creates and gives life. And we as humans have allowed someone to come and change the whole concept of creation.
Yes, thank you. So we're at the end of the show. Thank you all for taking over. Mama AZ, I love you, sweetheart, for your energy and your boldness. So keep up the good work, sending you lots of healing prayers. And Naima, thank you for all your support. I'll let you say the last word and play our global thank you farewell. Thank you all for hanging in there tonight, and I pray this has been helpful for your evolution in this journey.
Beata, can I say something more quick?
Yes. Go right ahead.
This is the shift from 3D to 5D transmission. This is why you're having this technical difficulty.
Hey,
moving
that makes
from a 3D
sense.
Transmission to a 5D transmission. That's the difficulty. That's where he talked about before. It's going from using one thing and going into another. And you can't take that system to the ship. Don't work.
That makes sense. Well, all right. Well, we're going to see a lot of strange things happen as we go through this transformation. A lot of things in our bodies, a lot of things in our equipment. So let's just be ready.
Female-Solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.